Unrest in the Middle East. The economic crisis in Europe. Iran threatens Israel. The moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
The U.S. leads the world in teen pregnancy rates. There are over 20 million new STD infections every year. More than half of all children born to women under the age of 30 here in America are being born out of wedlock. That's an amazingly shocking statistic. I'll read it again. More than half of all children born to women under the age of 30 here in America are being born out of wedlock. And the consequences of teaching our young women that they should be quote-unquote free to run around and sleep with a whole bunch of different men, this has been devastating. Loose sexuality is glorified on television, in the movies, on our radios, and in our magazines. And yet anyone that tries to teach our young women that they should dress modestly, keep themselves pure for marriage, these individuals are severely ridiculed. The United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate on the entire planet. America has a teen pregnancy rate that is more than twice as high as Canada, more than three times as high as France, and more than seven times as high as Japan. Our sleep-around culture, what is it doing to our women? 26% of American women are on some kind of mental health medication for anxiety and depression and related problems. It's also estimated here in our country that one out of every four girls in the United States is sexually abused before they become adults. Well, the only winners of the sexual revolution have been the pornographers and the movie and music industries. An astounding 30% of all internet traffic now goes to pornography websites, and the United States produces more pornography than all other nations combined. Essentially, what you're seeing is a vicious attack on marriage, where today, more than half of all couples now move in together before they get married. What is our sex-saturated culture doing to us? And most importantly, what is our sex-drenched America doing to our children and our teenagers? Sex has a price tag. Sex has consequences, and often those consequences are painful and even deadly, especially when sex is practiced outside the marriage union. Now, I read a statistic recently that really grabbed a hold of my attention. It asserted that nearly 7 in 10 of our youth, aged 14 to 21, are sexually active. Now, that statistic is incredibly shocking if it's true. 7 to 10 of our youth, aged 14 to 21, sexually active? Is it too much of an exaggeration to say that the Western industrialized nations, and I'm talking about the wealthy nations of this world, including America and many of the nations of Europe, are obsessed with sex, and that our obsession with sex as a nation is destroying us from the inside out? Today, and I'm talking about the next 24 hours, it's estimated that over 12,000 teenagers in the United States will actually contract a sexually transmitted disease called an STD. And that's just teenagers. Looking at the entire population here in the United States, it's estimated that anywhere between 40,000 and 50,000 people each and every day in our country contract a sexually transmitted disease. Now, some of these people will be your children. And I hate to say it, but some of these people will actually be your mate. Now, the reason I say that is because adultery is so prevalent in our society today. And many of you listening to this program have experienced the harsh pain, the hurtful damage of adultery. Others of you are listening, and unfortunately, your mate is in the process or involved in an adulterous affair. And what's so damaging about this is that these individuals who commit adultery, without realizing it, so often bring home to their spouse an infectious disease, an STD, and that innocent spouse doesn't even know that they've been infected. In the 1950s, there were only about 5 sexually transmitted diseases that were known and treated. Today, there are more than 50 types of STDs. Our so-called safe sex culture, it's hurting people. It's actually destroying people's lives. It's harming our teenagers. And today, it is estimated that 25% of high school students will be infected with an STD before graduation from high school. Here are just some of the results over the past 25 years of this illusion of the safe sex ideology. 10% of all 15 to 19-year-old females in this nation become pregnant each and every year. Now, more than 80% of pregnant girls under age 17 who give birth and keep their babies end up on welfare. And this costs the American taxpayer $28 billion every year. That's right, people don't think about it, but sex outside of marriage, there are consequences, and one of those consequences is simply that sex outside of marriage is very expensive. Now, I want to specifically focus today's program on the damage that is done to adults and teenagers who believe that premarital sex is okay and consequence-free. We live in a society that says it's okay to have sex as long as you're having quote-unquote, safe sex, and I don't really know what that means because there is no totally safe sex, or if you're using the pill, having sex is okay because then, of course, you don't have to worry about pregnancy. Well, these ideas, well, they are great illusions that have created a tremendous amount of hurt and pain in people's lives. In America and Europe, most people consider premarital sex acceptable and harmless. The whole concept of saving yourself for marriage, well, it's considered by many to be terribly outdated, almost embarrassing, ridiculously prudish. But what about premarital sex? Is it relatively harmless as millions think it is? Well, without a doubt, most single adults are engaged in sex outside of marriage. But is the majority right on this issue of sex outside of marriage?
The Middle East, news out of the Vatican, the rise of China, America's moral crisis. We discuss these topics and more in our Prophecy Bible Studies. Phone us toll-free for dates and locations. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. These Bible studies are free of charge and are usually held on Saturday afternoon. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Please leave your address or telephone number with us, and we will get back to you with information regarding these meetings.
We'll be holding these special Bible prophecy seminars in early 2017. We'll be holding these seminars in Los Angeles, California, in Sacramento, California, also in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So phone us at that toll-free number. All you need to do is leave your name and address with us. We'll make sure to get back to you regarding the details of this free prophecy Bible study coming to your city. It's a toll-free call. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Now, this issue of sex before marriage is not a trivial issue. It's not morally neutral. Premarital sex is all around us. It's rampant. It's rampant on our college campuses. It's showcased on television and in our movies. Our sports heroes indulge in it with vigor. And the stars of Hollywood, well, they shove it in our faces as if it were some type of cotton candy. In addition to the risk of contracting an STD, a sexually transmitted disease, or even AIDS, or getting pregnant, premarital sex leads to emotional distress. People begin not to trust one another. They have regrets. There's a certain emptiness because usually these encounters don't work out into a long-term, loving, marital relationship. Emotional and spiritual damage is the consequence of premarital relationships. Now, that's because sex connects two people in body and spirit. It's impossible to separate the two. Now, the physical consequences of premarital sex are very real and sometimes extremely dangerous. Research shows us that 4 million STDs are contracted yearly by 15 to 19-year-olds, and another 5 to 6 million STDs are contracted annually by 20 to 24-year-olds. If you happen to pick up the HIV virus, which invades the human immune system, well, that virus begins to destroy your immunity. In most cases, HIV leads to AIDS, which will eventually destroy the immune system so that that immune system cannot fight anything from a common cold to cancer. We also know that about a fourth of all these people who have the HIV infection, they don't even know that they have been infected. Another great tragedy of premarital sex is the natural consequence, in many cases, of a woman becoming pregnant. Now, here are a few miserable statistics from the State of America's Children Yearbook, and it's talking about unplanned pregnancies. This is what they say. Every 26 seconds, a baby is born to an unmarried mother here in the United States. That's every 26 seconds. In a 24-hour time period, 2,795 teenage girls will become pregnant. 1,106 teenagers have abortions every day. And some 11% of teenage girls between the ages of 15 and 19, well, they become pregnant each year. And this accounts for approximately 1 million teenage pregnancies every year here in the United States. Nearly 8 out of 10 teen births are out of wedlock. That's compared to 15% in 1960. So that's 8 out of 10 teen births are out of wedlock, compared to the 1960s when less than 2 out of 10 teen births were out of wedlock. Now, these out-of-wedlock births contribute to crime, to poverty, negative outcomes for children. Living in a single-parent family approximately doubles the likelihood that a child will become a high school dropout. Most children born out of wedlock grow up in fatherless homes. And 70% of all juveniles in state reform institutions come from fatherless homes. I think you can connect the dots. When teenagers have sex outside of marriage and when these girls become pregnant, well, this usually leads to babies and young children eventually being raised in fatherless homes. And this is a terrible burden to place upon a young mother and especially upon the children. And when kids grow up in a fatherless home, they suffer terribly. They have all types of emotional problems. They suffer in terms of their education, and they don't have that good male role model that's so essential to their spiritual and emotional development. And I'll say it quite plainly here, that the fatherless home is the single greatest social problem this nation faces, and we're doing very little about it, and it's only getting worse. The most horrendous, the most painful consequence of sex outside of marriage, of premarital sex, is pregnancy that ends in abortion. Now, abortion is painful, it's extremely destructive, quite frankly, it's devastating. And more than 80% of women in our country who've had an abortion say that if they could go back and do it all over again, they would have chosen something very different. Pam Stenzel, who's an expert on teenagers and sex, she's a woman who speaks to high school girls around the country. She puts it this way, after all of her experience talking and counseling with high school girls. She says that abortion isn't like going to the dentist and having a tooth pulled. I have counseled with hundreds of women, 5 and 10, 15 years after they have had an abortion, and they're still hurting, psychologically, physically, and above all, spiritually. She says, I've counseled teenagers with bulimia, anorexia, and depression, including many who have attempted suicide because they had an abortion. Mrs. Stenzel goes on to say that parenting a child isn't an easy choice either. 8 out of 10 single teenage girls who choose to parent their children will live below the poverty level for at least 10 years. Most of these girls stay there the rest of their lives. 9 out of 10 will never attend college. These are girls who had goals and plans, things they might have liked to do with their lives after high school that they didn't get the chance to do because of their rash choice to have premarital sex. When two people become one flesh, I'm talking about a sexual relationship, a powerful bonding occurs between these individuals. If, after they become sexually involved, one partner severs that relationship against the wishes of the other person, the separation has a wrenching, a tearing effect, especially for the jilted party. Premarital sex leaves people feeling mentally and emotionally hurt and burned. At the same time, the more sexual partners a person has, the more hardened they become to intimacy and bonding. And some people have so many different sexual partners, they actually reach a point where they cannot bond in a healthy way with another human being. We just don't get it, though, do we? We don't really appreciate and understand that sex outside of marriage and having multiple partners destroys us. It destroys our ability to connect and to truly love and bond with another human being. Sexually active unmarried women are almost 4 times more likely to be under psychiatric care. Cohabiting women have rates for depression 3 times higher than married women. God intended most people to be married, to have that loving relationship with someone of the opposite sex. Unmarried people, in general, are not as happy as those who are married. They tend to get sick more. They tend to die younger. God intended us to be involved with someone of the opposite sex, but in a wholesome, faithful marriage union, again, between people of the opposite sex. I've heard it said that the sexual revolution was not invented in the 20th century. Well, this may be true. Christians in the first century church in Corinth had to struggle with how to be faithful to God in a totally sexually permissive society. Corinth was one of the great cities of the ancient world, and a city very much like London, Paris, New York, or San Francisco. It was prosperous, it was busy, it was a growing city, but it had a deserved reputation for the reckless pursuit of pleasure. Corinth was an ancient city very much like New Orleans or Las Vegas. It was considered a place to have a good time. The citizens of Corinth were known all around the world for their partying, their drunkenness, and for their loose sexual morals. And the term to Corinthianize was well known in the Roman Empire. It literally meant to live like a Corinthian. But everyone knew what it really meant. It meant to be sexually out of control. It meant that it was an anything-goes type of city. We have a saying in our culture today that says, what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Meaning, whatever sin may have been committed on your trip to Las Vegas remains there. No one will know about it. It remains in Las Vegas. Well, people like to travel to Corinth back in that day because what happened in Corinth stayed in Corinth. At least they thought that's what happened. Now, sexual sin brings tremendous disadvantage. It never brings profit. It always brings loss. It brings hurt and pain. You may not see that immediately, but we have to understand the old adage, which is always true, that we do reap what we sow. And if we sow sexual perversion, sexual dissipation, we're going to pay a price eventually. Sex outside of marriage has broken more marriages, destroyed more homes, caused more disease and heartache, and shattered more lives than drugs and alcohol combined. Sex outside of the marriage union also often allies itself with other destructive behaviors like stealing and gossip, lying, cheating, slander, and in some cases, even murder. The murder of innocent little babies. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul addresses the inappropriate use of sex and the right use of sex. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, this is what the Apostle Paul counsels. This is his warning about sex outside of marriage, and this would include premarital sex. This is what he has to say in verse 18. Flee sexual immorality or sexual sin. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body. But the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. The Apostle Paul makes it very clear, and this is some of the best advice I could give anyone. Flee sexual sin. If you find yourself in a situation where you're tempted, get out of there right away. Don't try to dialogue with sexual sin or manage it. You can't. It's too powerful. You just simply need to flee. If you call yourself a Christian, never forget, you were bought with a price. You're not your own. So we don't have any right to pervert or to misuse our bodies sexually because they simply don't belong to us. We've been purchased by God at tremendous cost. And that cost is the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross for us. Sex outside of marriage, well, it does have a price tag. Diseases, cancer, unplanned pregnancies, the guilt, the shame, even adultery, divorce, all these painful consequences. These are all the result of sex outside of marriage. The Apostle Paul gave the best advice. He said, flee fornication. There's a passage in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 25, and it talks about how Israel committed all types of harlotry, fornication, with the women of Moab, and how God punished them. Now, the Apostle Paul refers to this particular passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8, and Paul cautions, he says, nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 people died. The point of all of this is that God takes very seriously people who commit sex outside of marriage, that it's not a small matter to Him. God is going to punish us because of our sexual immorality. And that sexual immorality is rampant. It is only getting worse and worse. So the sexual revolution has turned into the divorce revolution. And by this I mean we've seen the steady displacement of the marriage culture by a culture of divorce. And this goes back to the sexual revolution. And this culture of divorce has created terrible hardships for our children. It's generated poverty within our families. It has burdened us with the insupportable social costs. This sexual revolution has led to so many millions of children being born out of wedlock. Then, of course, taxpayers have to take care of these children. The sex outside of marriage culture is dominant today. Almost without notice, America has moved from a culture of marriage to a culture of cohabitation. And by cohabitation, I'm talking about living together. So without debate or public notice, and with too little dismay or concern voiced even among the churches, living together has become the dominant way American couples start their lives together. And let's not forget, this is a product of the sexual revolution. Researchers now estimate that up to 2/3 of weddings that take place today are actually preceded by cohabitation. It's a sad fact that living together couples who eventually embark on their journey toward marriage with bright hopes, well, these individuals, they don't anticipate the havoc and the pain that this altered style of dating can create. And for the most part, catastrophe awaits. What do I mean by this? Only 2 out of 10 cohabiting or living together couples are able to build a lasting marriage. Let me repeat that fact. This is important. Only about 2 out of 10 cohabiting couples are able to build a lasting marriage. To put it another way, 80% of couples who actually live together before marriage, when they do get married, 80% of them divorce. The sexual revolution, the living together lifestyle, the fruit of all of this has been disastrous, and it's destroying the American family.
The Middle East, news out of the Vatican, the rise of China, America's Moral Crisis. We discuss these topics and more in our Prophecy Bible Studies. Phone us toll-free for dates and locations. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. These Bible studies are free of charge and are usually held on Saturday afternoon. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Please leave your address or telephone number with us, and we will get back to you with information regarding these meetings.
We'll be holding these special Bible prophecy seminars in early 2017. We'll be holding these seminars in Los Angeles, California, in Sacramento, California, also in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So phone us at that toll-free number. All you need to do is leave your name and address with us. We'll make sure to get back to you regarding the details of this free prophecy Bible study coming to your city. It's a toll-free call. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. I'm Stephen LeBlanc for World Watch Today.
World Watch Today has been a presentation of the Church of God. To request literature or free audio CD of today's message, phone us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. And don't forget to visit us on the web to view our latest blog on world news and prophecy. Our web address is worldwatchtoday.org. That's worldwatchtoday.org. Thanks for listening.